live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Foyle MP was among three people who appeared at Derry Magistrates Court today, charged with taking part in an unnotified procession in support of Palestine. The Taoiseach says he's hopeful agreement can be reached between the US and EU on tariffs. Gardaí continue their investigations into an assault in Letterkenny at the weekend. Over €32,000 has been raised in a fundraiser so far for the restoration of the Doe Famine Village in Inishowen, and Israel's latest plans for Gaza are labelled alarming and worrying by the Taoiseach. Later in the bulletin, Kenny Hawkins here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the court appearance today of Foyle MP Colm Eastwood and two others. They're charged with taking part in an unnotified procession in Derry in support of Palestine. The former SDLP leader appeared before Derry Magistrates Court today alongside 59-year-old Gretty Horgan of Westland Avenue and 36-year-old Davina Pulis of Knox Hill Park. The charges relate to a walk from the Diamond to the Guildhall on February 14th last year. The Foyle MP's legal team told the court he intends to ask Northern Ireland's Public Prosecution Service to review the basis for pursuing the charge. The case was adjourned until the 3rd of next month. The Taoiseach says he's hopeful that agreement can be reached between the US and EU on tariffs. Micheál Martin's reiterated his view that trade wars are lose-lose for both sides. The issue remains in the spotlight as countries try to avoid the consequences of American unilateral action on the imposition of taxes on imports. Taoiseach Micheál Martin insists that dialogue is the best way to resolve difference.
But if there are issues of difference, and there are, let us work to resolve them at the negotiating table. We welcome the 90-day pause for negotiations on those issues. The European Union and Ireland are up for agreement, and we are hopeful for a resolution, and we welcome the engagement between the EU and the US teams.
Gardaí are investigating an alleged daylight assault at the weekend in which a man was set upon by another man on the Remelton Road in Letterkenny. On today's 9 till noon show, Garda Gráinne Doherty gave this appeal for information.
So this happened quite near the bus station there on the Remelton Road on Saturday the 3rd of May at about 4:40 p.m. So a busy time of the evening. You know, we're hopeful that somebody may have observed what happened here or have dash cam footage. A man reported that three men, they exited a silver Volkswagen car. One of these men then proceeded to assault him. The Volkswagen then left with the three men on board in the direction of the shopping centre and to the car park there at Letterkenny Shopping Centre. An ambulance was called for the man. He had sustained injuries. Again, none of his injuries are believed to be life-threatening in nature, but we're appealing to anybody who may have observed this incident to contact us in Letterkenny on 9167100. If anybody travelled in that area, in round the bus station, the station roundabout, the shopping centre car park, or on further out the Port Road, between 4:15 p.m. and 5 p.m. with a dash cam, we're appealing to them to make that footage available to us in that regard.
Meanwhile, a man was taken to hospital after he was allegedly assaulted in Letterkenny on Wednesday last. It's reported the incident occurred on Lower Main Street between midnight and 1 a.m. The victim's injuries are non-life-threatening in nature. Again, Gardaí urging anyone with information or dashcam footage to come forward. Over €33,000 has been raised for the Doe Famine Village in the wake of a fire that destroyed two sections of the tourist attraction at the weekend. The blaze broke out on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. It's suspected it was caused by an air compressor in one of the delays. On today's 9 till noon show, owner Pat Doherty told Greg Hughes he's still in shock. He said due to the nature of the amenity, there is no insurance to cover the cost of repairs.
Definitely, you wouldn't get insured for what we're at now. They're thatched houses and... Yeah. No, and if you did get insured, no, it wouldn't be viable. No, we were the last self-sustaining one in Ireland at the museum. No, it completely depends on what comes in at the door. And we didn't really bother grants for nothing to get in the past. It survived on its own. So you kept having to try a wee bit harder to get people there.
Israel's latest plans for Gaza are being labelled alarming and worrying by the Taoiseach. It plans to take over the entire enclave and wants the population to move. The proposals also suggest Israel's military would take responsibility for distributing aid. Taoiseach Simon Harris says the world isn't doing enough to help the people of Gaza.
We now have reports from the World Food Programme that food supplies are running out. Famine is a real risk for many Gazans. And children are even dying as we speak this morning. Now, we cannot and we will not stand idly by and let this happen. When people look back at this moment in history, they're going to look back and they're going to say the world did not do enough.
A Donegal TD is seeking a guarantee that the Strand Hotel in Ballyliffin will not be used as an IPASS centre. The hotel's been closed since 2022. And after an application was made to have it used as temporary accommodation for refugees, Deputy Patrick McLaughlin was told by government officials the location was no longer under consideration. It's now understood a second offer has since been made by the hotel owners. Deputy McLaughlin is requesting clarification on the status of that application, saying it shouldn't go ahead. The Sinn Féin chief whip says with accommodation availability compounded by the defective block crisis, Donegal should be exempted from hosting future IPASS centres.
Incredibly insensitive when you're dealing with a humanitarian crisis, you know, unprecedented in the history of the state, all across most of Donegal, as well as the fact that we have actually hosted more centres than any other county per head of capita. I find it astonishing that there hasn't been a statement by the government and by the relevant officials to say that Donegal is no longer being considered for these centres.
And it also is becoming a source of contention in communities where there is a shortage of finding somewhere to stay if your house has defective concrete, and what appears on the outside is that there is people coming into the country and that they're getting first preference is how some people would see it.
Yeah. I mean, there is a need for emergency intervention from governments. I mean, we talked about modular housing. There may well be the case where some buildings that were hotels could be okay for families as an interim measure while they're rebuilding their homes. I mean, all of that should be examined. But this is, and we can't say it enough in Donegal, this is a humanitarian crisis of profound levels. And we also have actually taken more than any other county. So how on earth is this situation of profiteering, you know, with a handful of people making a hell of a lot of money over the heads of communities, how is this still allowed to happen in Donegal?
And that was Deputy Patrick McLaughlin, who was speaking there to Donna Marie Doherty. Pennies will begin charging for paper bags from Monday. The company says it's looking for ways to reduce single-use waste across the business. It's introducing a charge of 15 cent per bag, regardless of what size. Pennies is urging customers to bring their own reusable bags. The Arts Council says it'll be investing €14.7 million in 208 arts festivals across Ireland in 2025, with just over 418,000 being spent on 9 festivals in Donegal. The bulk of that money, 350,000, will go toward the Errigal Arts Festival, with the rest going to events on Arranmore Island, in Glenties, in Inishowen, and other areas across the country. The Arts Council says this year's investment is the largest ever in festivals, supporting both long-established festivals and emerging events. Full details of the Donegal allocation available on our website, highlandradio.com. The North's Infrastructure Minister says she will not rush to update guidelines regarding houses of multiple occupancy or HMOs. There's expected to be a large increase in the number of HMOs in parts of Derry on foot of the proposed expansion of Ulster University's McGee campus, with Foyle MLA Mark Durkin telling the Assembly that's leading to concern in some areas. He urged Minister Liz Kimmins to work with Derry City and Strabane District Council and others to address the emerging issues.
In my own constituency, pressures have been created with the overdue and very welcome expansion of the university, which has created almost a kind of gold rush for HMOs, which is causing anxiety, putting pressure on neighbourhoods around the community, on planning and on housing supply. Can the Minister's Department work with Council to alleviate problems and delay concerns?
I think it's important that not just through the planning process, but also in our work with NI Water and other any other barriers that may be holding back potential for new housing and delivery around change, you know, for HMOs. I think it's important that we do work collaboratively and collectively to ensure the best outcome for everybody.
It's my understanding that the publication of the plan strategy as part of the LDP is imminent. Work will then begin on a local policies plan, which will look at thresholds or limits on the number of HMOs in specific areas or streets. But can the Minister assure us that the intervening period won't create a no-man's land or a no-plans land that can be exploited by developers at the expense of local neighbourhoods?
Well, I think for any piece of work like that, it's important that we get it right and that we don't leave gaps that can maybe potentially be exploited, but that it's, the benefits are seen for the people that they're actually directed to. So I think we have to look at all those potentials as part of that process. I would be, I suppose, concerned about the expediting any process, but at the same time taking the right amount of time to ensure that it's done properly. So I welcome any input or any contributions from the member or others in the area with any of those concerns so that they could be addressed early on in that process.
And that was Minister Liz Cummins there with Mark H. Durkin, the Foyle MLA in the Assembly. Preliminary figures show the number of suicides has dropped to a 20-year low. Data from the Department of Health shows 302 people died by suicide in 2023. However, the finalised figure is expected to be higher. Between 2000 and 2021, the most recent year with finalised data, the rate fell by 28%. The CEO of Pieta, Stephanie Manahan, says the decline is something to cautiously welcome. Mental Health Minister Mary Butler says she's determined to see the figure fall further.
Well, it's the lowest preliminary figure in the last 20 years, so there is a significant time lag in reporting on deaths by suicide, and these numbers will revise upwards as the coroner investigations conclude. However, at the same time, the overall decline is to be welcomed.
3,000 drivers were caught speeding during the course of the latest Bank Holiday Roads policing operation. Among those was a motorist detected travelling at 129 kilometres per hour in a 60-kilometre zone on the Navan Road in Dublin. Gardaí also arrested 187 people for drink or drug driving between Thursday morning and 7 this morning. During that period, two people died on Irish roads. There were six serious crashes resulting in people suffering severe and life-threatening injuries. Well, Gardaí are seeking help in tracking down a driver following reports of a silver Lexus diffing close to the Bridgend roundabout before 9 o'clock on Saturday evening last. Gardaí are urging people with further information to come forward. Local councillor Paul Canning has condemned the incident.
Nobody can condone that type of behaviour. It's dangerous, it's disruptive, it's frightening for anyone that is not involved in the activity. Like, it'll make the hair stand on the back of your neck when you would see it, you know. But unfortunately, we've been trying to stop this activity for the last probably 30 years. Very little success. But, you know, when you see the comments and when you hear the people, it's near to impossible to police it. Because you have a number of people that are watching out the guards with their phones sitting at the ready to give the signal. Then you have a number of cars on stop-go duty, and they close off the road. And all in all, the diffing that takes place, the event itself, takes about 10 to 15 seconds, and then they're gone.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking a full range of Donegal jerseys and leisure wear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past 5. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and it's understood Real Madrid have offered to pay a small fee for Liverpool for the early release of Trent Alexander-Arnold. The Liverpool right-back's contract expires at the end of June, and discussions are ongoing between the clubs. However, the Spanish club want him in the squad for their club World Cup campaign 16 days before his deal ends. Real could also pay wages owed by the Merseysiders in order to speed up the signing. Tonight, Inter Milan host Barcelona for the second leg of their Champions League semi-final. The two sides drew 3-3 in the first leg in Catalonia. A kick-off this evening is at 8 o'clock, with the other tie between PSG and Arsenal taking place tomorrow. And Aston Villa's Premier League game against Spurs has been moved to Friday the 16th of May. Spurs requested it to be moved back from the Sunday to give them time to prepare for a potential appearance in the Europa League final. The Londoners have a 3-1 lead heading into the second leg of their last four tie with Bodo Glimt this Thursday. In other news, Watford have sacked manager Tom Cleverley. The former Manchester United midfielder has been dismissed after a 14th place finish in the Championship this season. He was appointed last summer after a spell as interim boss. Watford sporting director Gianluca Nani says it's time for a change and they're looking for someone who can work with a young and talented squad. Brighton owner Tony Bloom has made an offer for a stake in Scottish Premiership club Hearts. He's proposing to invest almost £10 million for a 29% share. A consultation period will now begin with majority shareholders, the foundation of Hearts, ahead of a possible vote. Bloom says he hopes to disrupt Scottish football and challenge for honours. In women's soccer, Manchester City and will join Manchester United in the first World Sevens football series later this month. The eight-team tournament offers a first prize of £1.9 million, which is significantly more than a club would earn for winning the Women's Champions League. City and United will be joined by Ajax, Paris Saint-Germain, Roma, Benfica, Bayern Munich and FC Rosengard. In schools action locally, there was two important games played today. Deal College Raphoe defeated De La Salle College Churchtown by 6-1 in the semi-final of the FAI Schools Minor Boys National Cup. That match was played at Coothill Harps in Cavan today. And St Columbus College Stranorlar were defeated 2-0 by Loreto Kilkenny in the semi-final of the First Year Girls National Cup. That match was played at Oriel Park in Dundalk. In Gaelic Games, Cork dual star Hannah Looney has given her backing to the Dublin and Kilkenny team's protest against wearing skirts. The players were ordered off the field before the start of their Leinster semi-final to change, having worn shorts initially. Looney is preparing to play in this weekend's Munster Senior Camogie final against Waterford. The five-time All-Ireland winner revealed the Cork panel will vote on staging a similar protest. In rugby, Mike Hansen will miss Connacht's last two games of the season in the URC due to an ankle injury. The Ireland international has been ruled out for 5 weeks but is still expected to be included in Andy Farrell's Lions squad on Thursday. The Lions play Argentina in Dublin on the 20th of June before travelling to Australia for the series against the Wallabies. Meanwhile, Bundy Aki, Keelan Blade and Dennis Buckley have all returned to training and will be in contention to face Edinburgh in the URC this weekend. Staying with Connacht out half, Jack Carty has signed a new 1-year deal with the province. The Athlone native made his 220th appearance with the side but has struggled for game time this season before the departure of head coach Pete Wilkins last month. Finally, this evening in golf, the DP World Tour will host an event at Trump International Golf Links in Scotland later this year. The Scottish Championship will be held in early August in Aberdeen. Owned by US President Donald Trump, the Scottish Links hosted the PGA Seniors Championship in the last 2 years. That's your sport this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Low lake and reservoir levels mean a hosepipe ban is now in effect for customers of Irish Water, Uisce Éireann, in Milford, Kerrykeel and Remelton, which are serviced by the Milford Regional Public Water Supply. A conservation order is also in place in parts of Meath and Westmeath. Generally, people right across the country are being urged to conserve water as the system is, Uisce Éireann say, under severe stress nationwide. Margaret Atteridge, the head of water services at Uisce Éireann, says there are a number of ways that people can save their supplies.
There is a national ask for people to conserve water to protect all the supplies across the country. We are doing what we can on our side, finding and fixing leaks, pressure managing our networks, tankering to maintain supply. But we would ask the public for their continued support in conserving water. If you take a shower instead of a bath, you can save up to 40 litres. If you reduce your shower by 1 minute, you can save 7 litres. If you turn off your tap when you're brushing your teeth, not run it continuously, you can save 6 litres a minute. So there's a lot of stuff that you can do in your own home to conserve water. At the moment, we have an additional level schemes that we would put into a categorise as being in a drought condition. That means that we are taking some interventions to keep those supplies that are under stress going. We, in some cases, we are tankering water from adjacent sources to fill reservoirs. So people in those supply areas wouldn't even know that their sources are under stress.
Potential laws to allow Gardaí ask people at protests to remove face masks or coverings is to be brought before Cabinet. It's a slight change to current laws in a situation where officers suspect they're being worn to prevent identification in a potential offence. It will also allow Gardaí seize the mask or coverings. Well, Christy Galligan is a former Donegal Garda sergeant. He says it would help Garda officers But he says there's a very fine line to be tread.
Given the technology that we have, it's very hard to identify somebody who's wearing a face mask where you only can see their eyes. But it is important to point out that people have the right to protest. But also it is the right of every person in this country to go about their business on a daily basis.
E-scooter users in Donegal are being reminded of laws that came into effect last year pertaining to their use on the roads. Garda Gráinne Doherty told Greg Hughes on this morning's 9 till noon show that she interacts with many users who don't follow the rules, some of them unaware that there are new rules in place. Those who fail to do so may be fined and summoned to court. Garda Doherty had this message for the public.
I just wanted to issue a reminder today about the law in relation to the use of e-scooters. E-scooters are a convenient mode of transport, you know, but as an e-scooter user, you have a duty of care to yourself and to other road users. And you need to make sure that your e-scooter is road legal. So as stated already, the 20th of May, this legislation commenced. So from that date, e-scooter users must be 16 years or older. They have to obey a speed limit of 20 kilometres per hour. They have to drive on the left-hand side. E-scooters are allowed in cycle or bus lanes and on local, regional or national roads. They have to have front and rear lights, a bell or audible warning device, reflectors and front and rear brakes on their e-scooter. And as we said there, it has to be kept in a roadworthy condition at all times. Obey signals given by a Garda or a school warden. And they have to follow the same rules of the road that apply to cyclists, including traffic lights, road signs and all types of pedestrian crossings. So e-scooter users, they cannot and they must not use footpaths, pedestrianised areas or motorways. They can't use or hold a mobile phone. They can't have a seat on their e-scooter. They cannot carry passengers or goods. They can't, this should really go without saying, use the scooter while intoxicated. And failure to adhere to road traffic legislation may incur a fine or a court summons.
The Central Bank of Ireland is being presented with old Irish punt notes which have been eaten by flies, burnt, torn and buried. Over 7 million in old punts has been exchanged in the last decade, more than 23 years on from the introduction of the euro. Central Bank Chief Operations Officer Marcella Flood says people are still availing of services on a near daily basis to exchange old Irish pounds.
And I guess really what we see, the stories are, which are kind of maybe sad in some ways, is that a parent maybe have died or the last of parents have died and you're clearing out a home and you discover something in the attic. Or indeed you buy a home and you're, you know, moving in and organising yourselves and you find money has been left in the home. Normally you see these things are hidden somewhere.
Weather forecast, hazy sunshine this evening in light variable breezes, dry tonight with long clear spells and possibly a few mist or fog patches, cool with overnight lows of 2 to 6 degrees Celsius, mild again tomorrow with hazy sunshine, mostly dry but a chance of the odd light shower, highs on Wednesday of 14 to 16 degrees Celsius. Looking at the closing headlines on this Tuesday evening, Foyle MP Colm Eastwood appeared at Derry Magistrates Court today along with two others charged with taking part in an unnotified procession in Derry in support of Palestine. It happened on Valentine's Day last year. The case has been adjourned for a month with the PPS being asked to review the basis for pursuing the charge. The Taoiseach says he's hopeful agreement can be reached between the US and EU on tariffs. Micheál Martin has reiterated his belief that trade wars are lose-lose for both sides. Gardaí are investigating a number of assaults in Letterkenny, one at the weekend close to the bus station on Remelton Road, the other in Lower Main Street shortly after midnight on Wednesday last. And Israel's latest plans for Gaza are being labelled alarming and worrying by the Taoiseach. It plans to take over the entire enclave and wants the population to move. The proposal also suggests Israel's military would take responsibility for distributing aid. We're back with news headlines at 6 o'clock. You can check all of today's news, of course, on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday, the 6th of May. The death has occurred of Michael Mick O'Dowd, Bunbeg Gwydor, formerly of Ballysadare, County Sligo. His remains will repose at his home until 8 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Rosary nightly at 8 with house private pleas after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass will take place on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Dunluce, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery, Gwydor. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has occurred of Philomena Murphy, 84, Ardh McCool, Stranorler, reposing at her late residence. Family, close friends and neighbours welcome. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Churchyard, Sesha O'Neill. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Donacha Eddie O'Deveny, Carrickachuil, Ranafast. His remains are reposing at his home in Ranafast until 8 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 8. House private, please, after the rosary and before the funeral, which will take place tomorrow morning at 11 in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Anagri, with interment afterwards in the new graveyard. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. There's a shuttle bus in operation at Ashlanran na Ferishla to take people to and from the wake house. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.